Today from the Ohio Newsroom, collegiate response to the Trump administration.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Defense compacts typically refer to international treaties and military alliances, countries united against a common threat. Think NATO. But this year, faculty at universities in Ohio are forming one of their own in response to what they call attacks on education. From Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU, Zach Carrion reports.
Soon after he took office, the Trump administration started targeting higher ed institutions, demanding they disband their DEI programs and curtail pro-Palestinian protests in the name of curbing anti-Semitism and slashing their research funding. Here in Ohio, Senate Bill 1 takes effect Friday. The bill's proponents say it prevents discrimination at public colleges by outlawing DEI, but faculty argue it's designed to intimidate and silence dissenting voices. In March, faculty at Rutgers created the Big Ten Mutual Defense Compact. It's a pledge to share strategy, legal counsel, and financial resources to protect member schools. Nearly all Big Ten University Senates, which represent student and faculty interest, have signed on, including Ohio State's. Just before the start of summer break, Rodney Coates, a faculty senator and professor at Miami University in Oxford, proposed his own defense compact, this time for the 12 schools in the Mid-American Conference, which includes Kent State, the University of Akron, and Ohio University. Though the Federal Department of Education has yet to investigate any schools in the MAC, Coates says it's only a matter of time.
You don't wait until you're attacked to prepare for battle. I'm a veteran, 4 years in the Army, okay? And one thing I learned was, you know what? You don't wait until the war comes to your front door.
But that, he says, takes numbers. The country's richest university, Harvard, has leveraged its wealth to resist and sue the Trump administration over threats to its federal funding. The schools in the Mid-American Conference don't have nearly the same level of resources as the Ivies, so some Miami University faculty are spending the summer trying to convince other schools to join in. So far, no one has. Kent State's Senate leader says he applauds the effort and hopes his Senate will join when they reconvene in the fall. Faculty leaders at Akron and Ohio University say they're still not sure how feasible a defense compact would be. But even if those schools join, getting support from university administrators, who hold the power to mobilize resources, is an even bigger challenge. Ohio State and Miami closed their DEI offices this year, despite faculty opposition, and are hiring conservative scholars to run newly mandated intellectual diversity centers. Nathan French, Miami Senate Executive Committee Chair, says university administrators have an obligation to protect their school's funding, but they also have a duty to stand up for faculty and students.
Our presidents and boards have different sets of challenges that they may be aware of that we're not, but I think these statements really, I hope, open up a conversation.
A spokesperson for Ohio State claims the university can't legally join a common defense fund. Miami University declined to comment. Coates warns universities complying with the Trump administration's orders aren't necessarily in the clear. He says that capitulating will embolden further government demands.
And it might take a couple of hits upside your head for people to realize, you know what? We might need to prepare.
When classes resume this fall, Coates wants students and faculty to have a renewed sense of confidence in their institutions, knowing neighboring colleges are standing alongside them. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Zach Carrion.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.